thank you for tuning in and you're listening to Streams with Jonathan Ramos. This is Jonathan Ramos speaking, and I just want to thank you all for the love and support that you guys have been giving in these last series that I have done. As we conclude our series today with the pursuit of happiness, I encourage you to analyze. Really, I did this series really before the start of the year, and as we start this year, to pretty much focus on our hearts, because it's very important, especially wherever God has called you to go. It is important that you understand the matters of your heart, or where your heart is. The posture of your heart is very important into what God wants you to do. So I thank you so much for tuning in. And of course, our podcasts are now available through our website at jonathanramos.org. You can also listen to it through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, Pocket Cast. Okay. So thank you guys so much for joining in as we conclude this episode. I just want to go ahead and touch on the last two things, right? In our last episode, we covered two things. And in this series, pretty much was our primary focus was to explain what the pursuit of happiness is, what the pursuit of happiness consists of, right? We established in our very first podcast that the pursuit of happiness, or living a life of wholeness and being happy, it is a matter of walking in purpose. We established that you are a purpose before you are a person. And for you to understand purpose and for you to obtain purpose, there are four things that need to be understood. One is the opposite of purpose, which we explained on our last podcast, which is death and time. So if you have not tuned in, I pray that you know, and I encourage you guys to tune in to our last podcast. It will highly bless you. And today we will finalize with the other last two things, which is character and purpose itself, okay? Like I mentioned, to be happy or whole, or the art of wholeness, is obtained in a life within purpose, a purpose-driven life. That is the pursuit of happiness. We have consistently focused on the emotional state of happiness and what we can do. And we have taken the fact that we have many degrees. We become teachers. We become lawyers. We become millionaires. We become an individual who has a huge 401k and yet are not happy. Happiness has nothing to do in what you hold, has nothing to do in what you do or have accomplished. It has everything to do with living a life of purpose. Purpose, a purpose-driven life, it is where you will find true happiness. It is, in fact, a purpose-driven life where you can definitely be able to stand and say that I am prosperous. A lot of people, when you say prosperity, the very first thing that comes into their mind is money and houses and different cars and a place to live in. When the fact is that prosperity has nothing to do with what you have and what you obtain, but has everything to do with the spirit of humility. It has everything to do with living a life full of purpose, a purpose-driven life. That is where the art of happiness comes from. Meaning you could be in a mansion and you could be in a 1-1 and still be happy no matter what. And you can be like Job, where everything was stripped off from his life and he was still praising God. Because a purpose-driven life really derives or comes from a life of identity. So how do you obtain purpose? Well, to identify and obtain purpose, you must come to familiarize yourselves with these four things, right? The last podcast we covered death and time, and today we're gonna finish this off by touching the last two things, which is critical to understand to obtain purpose, and that is character and purpose itself. Character and purpose comes from identity, who you are, who God created you to be. You got to understand that when God designed you before you became a flesh, he spoke a purpose into your life before you were even in your mother's womb. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. Everybody loves to quote the scripture, but Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5 has a lot of meaning to it. Before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. Meaning before you were even created, before you were an embryo, you were a spirit. You were a spirit with a purpose. And when you understood purpose, and when God designed you with a purpose, he then created a body of flesh to be able to obtain that what he's already called you to do. So then therefore we have purpose, and then God goes ahead and creates a housing unit for purpose, and therefore he creates a body. So therefore identity is important, because character and purpose comes from your identity, comes from what God called you to be. God, who you are and everything you are comes from identity in what God tells you and who you are in God. Purpose without your character can destroy you and allow death to take you. Last week we spoke about death. You haven't tuned into it to understand this. Because when you live purpose without character, death, the spirit of death, will take you. The reason God gives more depth to your purpose when you're concerned about character, it is because he sees the ability to stewardship and discipleship. You see, to be able to obtain purpose, you have to focus on one thing, and that is character. Character to God, it is much, much more important than anything. And character to God, it is highly important, and that is why God puts you through these things of hardships in life. And it's funny because we have the audacity to always blame the devil in bad things that happen in our life. But when in fact, God allows a lot of bad things to happen, or God allows us to be put into situations to improve our character. It is what Paul calls enduring faith. Faith with character. Enduring faith. You see, you have faith and you have enduring faith. Faith is just obtained. Faith, you can obtain it quickly. But enduring faith derived from character, meaning being put into situation and having the character to build faith. So it is important, and God takes you into this long journey in building your character. And if you're not focused in working with your character and always maintaining your character before God, character is not seen with people. Character is not seen when you're above, when you're in the pulpit, or when you go to your workplace, or where you go to your family reunions, or when you're in your family. Character is not seen that. Character, it is found behind closed doors. You see, the devil and death itself will never respect an individual who does not focus on character, who they are to God, who they are with God behind closed doors. And the reason why God decides to give you more depth into what he called you to do and who he has called you to be when you focus on character is because he now sees the ability to stewardship and disciple. To steward and disciple that one thing that he has deposited in you. That is when God gives you more depth. That is when God increases knowledge. That is when God decides to say, you know what? I'm going to give you more. It is when you focus more on your character, because now he sees the very art of which the New Testament and the whole Bible consist of, which is discipleship and stewardship. And to disciple, to become disciple and to steward what God has given you now causes fellowship. So it's a cause and effect. You see, God loves the idea of stewardship. You see, Galatians 5 talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit is not God's responsibility, it is yours. You see, the gifts are given. Fruit is grown. The perfect example of this will be Moses and God, who the Bible calls they were friends. They were friends. You see, in fact, the Bible says in Numbers 12 that God reveals himself to prophets in visions and dreams, but not so with Moses, for he speaks to him face to face. In Deuteronomy chapter 34, God shows Moses all the promises that he was to give to his people. Part of why Moses was called and part of Moses' purpose was to take his people out of Egypt to the promised land. Was it not only to take the people out of Egypt, it was to take them out of Egypt into the promised land. But however, Moses was unable to take them to the promised land, and in the midst of it, he died. And then God chose Joshua, who arose full of the spirit of wisdom after the death of Moses. You see, the reason why Moses died was because he did not anchor to his purpose. He did not anchor to his purpose to a degree where he was focused about his character. He was in his calling and his gifts, but he never allowed his character to adjust to his calling. And it is a very dangerous thing, because you have people in ministry today, you have people walking in purpose today who are hurt, who had the most horrible character, and now their character has become somehow part of their purpose, and they cannot go further when God wants to take them further. In fact, every promise is always affiliated with a purpose. You see, the disturbing truth is that God is more committed to the purpose than he is your person. You got to understand that when he formed you, he formed a purpose and created a housing unit, which is flesh. You see, without your purpose, without your spirit, your flesh becomes a glove. You see, it was purpose that brought the housing unit, which is flesh. When your person does not adjust to get your purpose, you see, God would allow things to occur and eventually be given to someone else. You see, it's like cancer. You see, cancer is when blood cells begin to get away from their purpose. When a blood cell decides to divide itself and pull itself out of purpose, and it becomes rebellious to the body, killing it slowly and causing it to fight each other. You see, that does not mean Moses, when we go back to Moses, now let's go back to Moses, that does not mean that Moses was wrong or went to hell. Absolutely not. In fact, part of Moses' purpose was to bring out the people of Egypt, right? And God tells Moses, they were friends, God tells Moses, and before he dies, this is the promised land, but you are not to enter it. And Moses dies there. Can you imagine you having a cup of coffee with God, and God shows you everything that you were to become, and you only fulfill part of it? And he said, because of your character, I cannot allow you to continue forward. So I'm going to take that what you were supposed to finish, and I am going to give it to somebody else. You see, God is more committed to the purpose than he is your person. And he will do things and allow things to get in the way. You see, going to heaven and fulfilling purpose is two different things. There's nothing wrong if all you want is heaven. then that's what you will get. You see, a wise man told me that the will of God, it's like a cruise. You got destination, it will go from destination A to destination B. But while you in that cruise, they have a program, and you can choose to follow that program, or you can simply just choose to not follow the program and still get to your destination. You see, the will of God and purpose itself works just like that. If you want to become, or you want to go ahead and walk in only part of your purpose, and all you want is to go to heaven, there's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't mean you're going to hell. You'll get what you want. You see, and to further substantiate this, in Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about many men and women who had a promise but never seen it. You see, God will show it to you, but it's not the same as following the promise. Promise is affiliated with a purpose, and purpose is affiliated with identity. You see how that works? It's a cause and effect. You see, purpose itself, when you live a purpose-driven life, it's what gives you value here on earth. You see, purpose in life gives you value. There are people like Martin Luther King, John F. Kennedy, who died young, but beat the grave. They beat death. They beat time. They beat it. And how? Or why? Because today you see the impact they left, and you know who they are. Because if they never were walking their purpose or fulfilled it, you wouldn't know who they are. But the fact that you know who Martin Luther King is, and John F. Kennedy is, and Jesus Christ is, even though they died young, even though they died, you know who they are, because they fulfilled their purpose here on earth. You see, death, when it comes, it's supposed to be a time of graduation. The end is a time of graduation to advance further. When Jesus died on the cross and he said, "It is finished," it meant that his purpose on earth, his ministry on earth was finished to move on to the next. You see, not every purpose is attached to preaching in the pulpit. Not every purpose is attached in singing and church. In fact, God has called you to be greater. And the only way you're going to find that out is by focusing on your character. Because God cannot allow you to walk in purpose without character. And if you do walk in purpose without character, then you will just end up like Moses and these men and women who God talks about in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. And I can give you many examples. Did you ever wonder why God took Elijah, the great prophet, the prophet who called fire upon the prophets of Baal? You see, there was something much greater, and God decided to take him. It wasn't because he wasn't walking in purpose. It's because when God has a purpose on earth, then he needs someone with character to fulfill it. And if he sees that you're going to destroy that purpose, the disturbing truth is that God will not hesitate to take you away from this world. So as you continue on with this journey, and as you embark in this journey in 2019, ask yourself, what am I focused more on? Ask yourself if you are where God called you to be. Ask yourself if you are doing everything that God has called you. God bless you, and stay tuned. Bye-bye.